In conversation with Teresa Gage. Teresa Gage is an author with a passion for crafting enchanting narratives, especially fantasies. She has written several short stories that has been published in various magazines and has won some flash fiction contests. But she isn't conjuring magical tales. Gage can be found immersed in a revolting book or tending to a flower and vegetable garden. She also loves to make crafts. She is a retired nurse and preschool teacher. Together with her spouse and cherished dogs, Gage reside amidst the beauty of Washington State, continually drawing inspiration from her surroundings for her stories. And on today's episode of Photo Interview, it's my utmost pleasure, joy, and excitement to offer the show today, Teresa Gage. Welcome on the show, Teresa.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's quite lovely to have you on the show today. I'm quite excited to have you on to talk about your amazing book.
Yes.
Teresa, I'd like us to start this conversation, this interview, with your book titled Tangled with Fire, which you've shot the camera in there, which is also the first book in the Flame series. I'd like to ask
Right.
you, how does this book come about? What inspired you to write Tangled with Fire?
I got this idea. Growing up with my brother, he liked to play pranks and lies,
Oh.
and I was always the responsible one. And so I started thinking, I could write a story about that.
Oh.
And since I like fantasy, I have this boy, Aiden, who's 15. He likes to play pranks and tells lies because his oldest brother likes to bully him.
Oh,
So
wow.
he does this to get attention. And then when he witnesses his father being murdered, and then the person who did it just vanishes before him, no one believes him when he tries to tell them what happened. And because of this trauma to him, magic manifests in him for the first time too.
Wow.
So the story goes through his whole journey of finding out who murdered his father, how he's gonna stop this. It turns out to be a sorcerer who's power hungry and he wants to take over the kingdom, and it's up to Aiden to stop him.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's actually very amazing, really. I mean, I enjoy listening to how the book came to be over an impressive prank summary. And you just thought, I think I'd love to write book about this. That's quite amazing, really. Sounds like a fun one to
Yeah.
get into writing and also becoming an author. That's quite nice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thanks.
And you also have the follow-up book to the series in the name of Scorch. For readers who
Right.
haven't read that yet, and of course, without giving much information away, could we have a sneak of what you had expect in terms of themes, speaking of Scorch, and also what inspired you to write on that epic fantasy themes? I think I've got two questions in there already.
Well, Scorch follows the first book. In the end of the first book, Aiden puts this sorcerer in this dark mirror world. Well, in this book, the sorcerer escapes after being a year inside this world, which is dark and creepy. And I got the idea for that from the novel Alice in the Looking Glass, how she went through a mirror. And I thought, I could use a mirror, but make it dark and have the sorcerer go in there. But then he escapes and he pushes Aiden in it. So Aiden has to figure out how to escape that to save his family and the kingdom from this sorcerer trying to take over.
Wow, that's quite amazing to know, really. Please lift the book again to the camera properly, just so we can see what it looks like. Yeah, up a bit too. Yeah, good job. And let's see the first book too. Let's see the first book, Tangle with Fire. Beautiful cover you've got. Would you like to talk about the making of the cover? I think I'm seeing some sparkling light in there from the first to the second.
The first one is supposed to be a scene of fire behind the title. And in the second, it shows the mirror with the castle in it.
Oh, interesting. That's amazing. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
You also have Flame Flame Within, which is the third book in the series. And I'm actually very impressed with the fact that from one, you move to the second, and the second, you move to the third. And I have no idea how much longer you're taking us in this amazing journey. Yep, I'm gonna get to that later on. Yeah, you have that in the third book, in the name of Flame Within. Would you like to tell us a bit about the making of it as well?
Well, I actually got this idea a few years back when I was taking classes in the Institute of Children's Literature.
Yeah.
And so I decided to combine it with these other two. And in this one, a girl named Ollie is the main character. And it's back on medieval Earth. And she asks Aiden to help her because the king wants to sacrifice her older sister to the dragons. And she calls on Aiden to help her with his magic to stop it. But she finds a talisman lying in the ground and she picks it up. And so when he tries to use his magic to stop it, something horribly goes wrong.
Wow. Wow, that sounds quite amazing. Sounds like a shocking end twist, yeah. Thanks for
Yeah.
sharing, yeah. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and you know, there's this question I like asking authors, especially novelists like yourself. I come on my show. You know, I've always been fascinated about how writers, you know, craft long sentences and bring words together in a way that sentences makes paragraph, and paragraph makes pages, and pages make chapters, and eventually collating together chapters, making an amazing big novel. And this always leaves me thinking about how exactly they got their ideas and inspiration to put this word together. You know, now as far as writing is concerned, Teresa, I'd like to ask you too, how do you get your inspirations and ideas? Where did they come from?
Well, sometimes just from reading other books or watching TV programs, but
Wow.
mostly I go for a walk and just listen to nature and get some ideas rolling in my head. As far as sentences and all that, I try to think of the character that I'm writing about, how he would view things, and use his dialogue that way. And putting together the scenes, I try to use all five senses, like seeing, hearing, smelling,
Oh,
tasting,
wow.
to bring the scene alive for the reader.
Oh, interesting. That's amazing. You know, it's quite fun to get to know how different people get ideas and inspiration. Sometimes when I ask some authors, they were like, yeah, I got ideas from my real life experiences. I got ideas from what I've seen around me. I got ideas, even hilariously, from the dreams that I have. Got ideas from listening, eavesdropping on other people's conversations. I got ideas from so many other ways. Yeah. It's quite fun to get to know yours, getting from TV programs and listening to nature. I think the listening to nature feature sounds to me to be quite impressive and quite uncommon. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. And apart from the Flame Book series, do you have any other works you've authored or say currently working on?
I don't have anything published other than these series, but I am trying to work on a mystery story.
Oh.
But mystery is quite different from fantasy, so I've had to take some classes to see the difference. And I have a story in mind. And I have written part of it, but
Oh.
trying to get, the bugs out of it.
Interesting, actually. I love your take on that. And your answer to that, actually, want to make me to ask this that just pop up in my head about the Flame Book series. You know, I would like you to tell us a bit about your characterization. Do you have a particular character? And I know this might be a very tricky question to ask authors, especially knowing that they created these characters by themselves. Do you have a particular character that you love? And do you have one that you hate? Yeah, I just wanted to have your idea on this in the Flame Book series, if you'd like to share.
Main character Aiden, I like him.
Oh.
He reminds me of my brother, so I try to, see things his in his view.
Oh, that's amazing. And also, could you tell us what publishing is like for a published author like yourself? Are there any challenges you've encountered in the process of writing your books and also ever since it got published? And also, how do you handle criticism as a writer?
Challenges is trying to make it all work together. And with the first book, I was getting stuck in some instances. So I found this book coach online. His name's Kevin T. Johns from Canada. And he really helped me a lot. He said, "Don't look at chapters, look at everything from a scene." And then work it out that way for the action. And that really helped me a lot.
Wow, that's quite amazing. I like that statement. Don't look at it from the shelter. Look at it from the saints. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Yeah, thanks for sharing. And also, is there anything that you'd love to share with the viewers about your books that we did not mention in this interview and you'd love the viewers to know? Is there anything?
Well, I've always liked fantasies and fairy tales ever since I was a kid. And I
Oh.
like to collect dragons. I don't know if you can see my shirt, but it has a dragon on
Oh, yeah,
it.
that's a nice dragon in there. Not sure if dragons are really nice, like I said.
So I have a lot of little statues of dragons and pictures.
Interesting. Interesting. And I'd like to hear your take on this, Teresa. You know, there are quite a lot of writers out there who are looking for our advice on how to go about their writing career, how to start, etc. But sometimes it can be very challenging and confusing as a first timer. And as a published author yourself, I'm curious to ask you, what sort of advice do you offer other writers who are still struggling with publishing a book? What would you advise people in this category?
A critique group, a writer's group, so they can figure out what are they doing wrong, how can they improve their writing, or even getting like a book coach like I did. There's plenty of them online, or joining a writing association, like here in Washington, it's the Pacific Northwest Writers Association. If you're into mysteries, there's the Sisters in Crime, and it's for males and females.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good advice you've got in there. And I'm hoping that viewers, including myself, would love to utilize it. And yeah, Teresa, just in case we have some viewers who are currently watching this interview, I would love to get a copy of your book. On what platforms are they available on for purchase?
They're on Amazon, BookBaby, CrazeBooks, Barnes and Nobles, Kobe. There's a few others out there.
Yeah, that's
Those are the
great.
main ones.
That's amazing. And do you have any afterword before we call it a day today? Any other thing you'd like to add or you'd like to say?
These books were written for young adults, but as most of my readers are adults, not young adults. And so anybody actually who likes fantasy would love these.
Interesting. Yeah, thank you. And I left a
You're welcome.
link in the discussion part of this interview where interested viewers can get a copy of Teresa Garg's books directly on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, and also another platform. I also left a link to our website and social media pages for possible followings. So thank you so much, Teresa, for accepting the invitation to be featured on P English Literature. It's awesome. I mean, it's very wholesome having this conversation around your books.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming around. It's my pleasure.